Okay, well, hey.
I'm sending Lorenzo money for gas.
I don't even.
Would you like some money too?
Would you like some?
I mean, if you're in a given mood,
money can make all of this go away. Bro, so it's my fault. I was like, hey guys, are you on your way? And they were like, you didn't give us a time frame or an address. And so I looked back and I was like, oh no. And they just said they still want to do it, of course. And I said it was on me. Okay. Because he still drove out here. I gave you $20. Okay. Thank you. You want some money? I'll buy you Dutch Bros today, dude.
Bro, stop.
I'm serious. Call it me buying, like we did in the olden days, buying your single on CD. How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape.
No. You know what that sounds? You know what that sounds like?
What?
Guilt.
You better do the intro.
Sounds
you
like
better,
guilt.
You better call us, like, for us to say hi.
I am. We're doing it right now. I hope everyone is doing well and that you are having a lovely Thursday. You know what? I hope this is a good episode. Welcome back to the Entitled Mixtape. I'm, of course, joined with Lewis.
Yo.
And I am Danny. And in front of me is Lorenzo.
I drove from competition, from Long Beach, to come here. Because we were supposed to have a special episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened? What happened? Somebody why aren't we? Who's somebody?
Dango.
Oh, wow. Is that why you sounded guilty? Maybe.
And I drove all the way here for a competition when I could have been on Discord. And now I'm here. He gave me money, though.
Is that it? All sins are relinquished because I gave you money?
Absolutely not.
Yes, as Lorenzo mentioned, we were supposed to have a special episode, but I kind of messed up. I messed up that big time. I didn't even give our guest, our lovely guest, the address or a time.
I just know him through the podcast. I don't know him, like, outside of here.
Don't you ever disrespect me like that ever again.
I drove.
I was in traffic.
Don't let him talk to you like that. Okay.
Are you going back tonight?
Yeah. I have to drive back.
You might have to send him some more money. send him the money he's gonna send me.
The $5.
Respectfully.
For Dutch Bros, dude. You should have been like, I was also in Long Beach. How dare you?
By the way, I was there too.
Definitely for this reason. You guys, you don't carpool? Carpool on the weekends?
Nah, bro. You don't got to.
I hope everyone is doing well, and we're just going to have an episode. We're just going to chill out. I noticed that we haven't had a lounge in a while, so we're just going to do that. Because I definitely dropped the ball. But Anapina, we're going to be rescheduling and hopefully interviewing them soon, which is going to be a lot of fun. They are a very talented group. Duo. Duo's better. Duo out in Los Angeles, so super excited to do that. And so we're just gonna shoot the shit. Yep, I said it. And talk about different things. I do want to shout out Seventh over here, because Seventh dropped an awesome single.
Hey man, listen. Okay, look. Nah. But I'm sick of you. Okay, I'm sick of you because you. Oh, my name is Lorenzo. Lorenzo 78. 78 keys. I want to use Apple Music.
I just did it for free.
I mean, you should use Spotify.
You should.
Then we could make a blend.
What is that?
It's like where it mixes our
oh, heavens, no.
our music together, and it shows who's listening to what.
Nah, you're not about this. Nope.
And then we can like talk.
No.
Mad about each other. No. Why not?
Come on, I listen to other artists.
Bro, I've been listening to like Spice Girls and stuff.
That's not, fine.
Bro, no, it's not.
Every long drive, I have to listen to On the Open Road by Goofy from Goofy Movie.
Yeah, I released a single. What day? Friday?
Yesterday.
Freedy. On Freedy. Can You Tell Me Why? And it's featuring my homie Handsome Price. I'll never say that ever again in my life. Price.
Did you just call him Price?
From, yeah. Sorry. From North Carolina. Yeah, and it was kind of like a fluke how it happened, because we're in a Discord server and we have this thing called Rap Camp. And it's mainly to like increase the amount of collaborations between everybody in the server. So like me and Prax did like our first one, and it was to Johnny P's Caddy. Okay. The J. Cole and Benny the Butcher song. Smoke that. Probably never coming out because we can't clear the beat. I mean, we could drop it on like SoundCloud or like Bandcamp or something.
Absolutely.
You mean Dat Piff? You can drop it on Dat Piff.
I mean, that's a sing. Dat Piff is for like whole mixtapes,
is
though.
Is there no singles on Dat Piff?
I don't think
so. I think it's mainly mixtapes.
Okay, well, put it in a mixtape.
Yeah, mixtape.
All you got to do is make
it. I mean, that's
two more songs, and then you're good to go.
No, what? That's stinky. But yeah, that's how it kind of came about. So I did this. I wrote a verse to this beat that I have or that I had, and then I just put it in there. And it was really like free game for whoever wanted to write to it. And then Price, he was like, I'm down. And then, yeah, he wrote the verse to it. I kind of had to like listen to it like over and over again, because I was like, I don't know, like, I could just like write another verse to it and then like do like a two song EP thing where I have him on another one. But after listening to it over and over again, I was like, yo, this verse is kind of crazy. Like, he kind of tried to smoke me on it. So yeah, so then we had Eugen wanted to mix it, so yeah, we got Eugen to mix it. Denty Kid did the artwork for it. And yeah, I was dropping, you know, you feel me? I had some gems on that joint. You hear me?
Yard,
bruh. Yes, what sir. Whole verse is double entendre, bro. Just boom. Coated, just bar after completely. Bar after bar after bar after bar.
He's
you hear me?
Like, he's exhausted. Like
bar hopping. You
tired.
Feel me?
You feel him?
I don't expect anything.
Ah, ah.
That's dope. But is it?
Nah, honestly. Thank you. nah, but so my verse is basically. It's like I'm talking about like slavery, mm-hmm. like back then and now.
Yeah.
Like, so like I hope like with that you can listen to the verse again and be like, oh, because like I start the verse off.
We can play it real quick.
Gotcha.
Let's analyze it.
Hell alert.
Ready to analyze it?
Oh, ha. Huh? Got it. Oh, you got it. Okay. Weird.
But I have Spotify. Mm.
Boom, out the gate, boom, out the gate. The thoughts are runaways, boom, runaway slaves. And the thoughts are runaway thoughts. What? Bro, stop. Stop playing with me. Yo, why you looking at me like that? You know me from somewhere?
Not today.
All right, then.
Not today, I don't.
Nah, but yeah, yeah, my verse was pretty coded and, like, a lot of thought was put into it, even though I wrote it pretty quickly.
That's just talent, my friend. Talent, sir.
Nah, I'd be taking mad long. So like I was just in the car, reclined my seat back, had the beat on loop and just wrote it. And I think I finished it in like 30 minutes.
Damn.
Oh yeah.
That's fast.
Dude, for real.
That's for noodles.
Lorenzo's back.
Wow, I said my whole intro.
Go ahead and let's do the spark notes real quick. Lorenzo's mad. Because I messed up and I paid him $20.
And I drove from Long Beach to here, from Carson, mostly.
Shout out Absol.
Yeah. And YMF.
Shout out Rashcast.
But I drove
shout out Lorenzo
here like an hour 50 to 2 hours.
Shout out competitions.
Because I was at a dance competition. Mm. and I drove all the way over here because we were supposed to have Anupina here, and Danko didn't tell them the time or the place, and so they're not coming, I drove here for a regular, degular episode.
I never do no stuff like that. I'll never. Me personally, friend of mine, Lorenzo, I would never do you like that. I'm just saying.
I only know Louis out of here. outside of this recording.
Yeah, so Louis's single's pretty good.
You can say, I'm a punk.
I'm a punk. Say with me, I'm a punk.
Please check out Can You Tell Me Why on Spotify.
Factoids, yeah.
With Seventh and Handsome Price. It's a pretty dope single, man.
It is.
And
it's really
fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's
really good.
Not on Apple Music, but it's okay. Spotify superior.
True.
I have something to say. Do you remember listening to albums and the play button having the shuffle on the play button on an album? And when you would hit it, it shuffled. Did you see they removed it?
Yeah.
Trip me out.
I don't know when they did it.
Wait, yeah. What?
But on Spotify, it's like they used to, it was automatic. Like when you would play an album, it had the shuffle symbol right next to it. So it'll just shuffle the album. Like you couldn't control that.
Oh, okay. But they took it out.
Yeah. So now it just plays the whole thing from track one to the end.
But I mean, do you guys have like a, still have a shuffle button? Like,
yeah.
But it's just
separate
not,
and apart.
But it's just not automatic
anymore. I prefer it like this. I just don't know when they
did it.
Oh. Yeah.
I feel like, you listen to albums front to back anyway. Yeah. So I feel like.
So like when it was, like when I know, like if I'm listening to Food and Liquor and I know the track list like by heart.
Yeah.
And then like it's out of, I'm like, bro, what is, what?
I'm not.
Is this like a deluxe? Like what is this?
I'm not used to it yet. Because on the computer, it's just the play button. There's no shuffle button. It's just there. So it's a little weird for me. But I miss it.
I just... it's like... Yeah, doing shuffle on like Joyner's Telephone album or like Good Kid, Mad City was always really weird.
Yeah.
Because like, all the talking excerpts. Yeah. Has to be in order. Otherwise, it just sounds...
I like listening to albums in shuffle. I mean, the interludes kind of make it weird.
Yeah.
But like... Something about listening to it on shuffle, if it has like one or two interludes, it makes it like a different listening experience for me.
Yeah.
Like I have a way where Gym Class Heroes, what was that album? I think it was their debut album, has Cupid's Chokehold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got all the sloppy drunk jingles.
Mm-hmm.
And I played it in shuffle because the sloppy drunk jingles like transition into any song.
Oh, really?
Perfectly.
Oh, interesting.
Which is just like the only way I would have done it is if it was in shuffle. But for people who have Spotify, they remove that shit.
Oh, so. now that I'm seeing you, Dango. So I watched a video from Steezy, which is a dance YouTube. They had Ian Eastwood on it, and he was breaking down some of the things that he's like done, and Tuxedo. The song Tuxedo, where it was like all the poppers and stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess what happened was he was kicking it with Chuck English from the Cool Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Mayor Hawthorne was next to him. And he was like, oh, you know, like he came up to him. He's like, oh, you know, like I'm a dancer and stuff. And he was like, oh, like blah, blah, about like the music and stuff. And they were talking about it. And then he was like, yo, you like have to do like a popping one. He's like, because poppers love your music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Ian Eastwood got to do it, and he got to direct it. And then do you know at the end of the video there's like that black popper, that black dude, do you know who that is?
No.
That is Popping Pete. He is the creator of popping.
Just
in case people don't know, for like hip-hop dance, if you think hip-hop dance has been around for a long time, it has not. Mm-hmm. our dance like founders and stuff are still alive and still teaching.
That's
really crazy to have like Poppin' Pete be on there.
Every time I look at Mayor Hawthorne, I'm so surprised that he is this guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's suave. His music is really like
sexy
and it's like love. And you look at him and this dude is from the Midwest, the most Midwest person you've ever seen.
Yeah.
With glasses. He's just singing about Henny and ginger ale, and you know.
I don't know. That's why I asked. What is that supposed to mean? What's wrong with glasses? Like, it's not. Like,
it's more like
he just woke up. You know what? I don't want to see good.
Like, he doesn't look like when he wears a suit, he does not fit in that suit. Like,
yeah, it's
he looks like he's going to prom. I've never
seen him. I don't even know what he looks like.
He just looks.
Look at him. He's the one on the right. That's the lie. But that's tuxedo.
Like from here, he looks like Marky Mark.
Yeah, he just looks like Marky Mark. Version. Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg.
Dude, I'm
Marky Mark.
I love Tuxedo. I'm waiting for that. I'm ready for that next album.
But yeah, so he got like, that's, as a dancer, you're kicking it with music that you've danced to. That's crazy. Like with people who've made your music, like Chuck English, that's crazy because Ian's done many dances to the Cool Kids. And then to be like a popper and talk to Tuxedo. And then on top of that, to make sure the guy who created popping is in the video, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dope. I hope everyone who went to Coachella had a fun time. Today or tomorrow's the last day of Coachella. And
no more Brockhampton.
No more Brockhampton. Rest in peace.
Well, aren't they dropping their last album or whatever?
Oh, yeah, I think they are. But I think they already have it ready. Like,
I mean, I'm not even sad, so
that's fair. But I am.
I never listened to them, so.
Also, Kendrick Lamar announced that he is dropping an album. We have a date on it, and people are freaking out about it.
Who's dropping something too? Absol is, right?
He dropped a song on Friday.
He dropped a song, just a song.
Hollandaise. I don't. Okay, I listened to it. I didn't really like it, but I liked hearing Absol.
Yeah,
so like that's all it, because like it was more so like a Schoolboy Q sounding kind of song.
That's what I was thinking.
But like just hearing Absol and like knowing he's still making music, I liked it. Yeah, that's, like I didn't like the song, but I liked the fact that Absol
is still
dropped
going.
A single.
Yeah,
like, yo, it's Absol. Like I kind of like it by default.
Yeah,
so.
That's fair. I know. That's what, like, when I just heard the like snippet on Instagram, I was like, oh, I'm curious on how this beat is gonna go.
It's called Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. And
Big Stepper.
It's gonna release on May 13th.
Hey, May babies.
It's been 5 years since his last album. So yeah, it's his fifth studio album. So that's pretty exciting. That was big news for people. I know Pusha T is releasing something.
It already came out.
Come out this week?
It came out Friday.
Oh, is it good?
Fire.
Is it?
It's not better than Daytona, but it's dope.
I'm down. I'm ready then. But yeah, so that's a notable release for sure, is Pusha T, and King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard releasing their 50th album of the year.
Their what?
They have so many albums.
I know.
King Gizzard and the Wizard
Lizard. Did you say 50th album of the year? That's
what... I'm just kidding. I was being sarcastic.
I was legit. Like, I'm not making music no more. 50
they,
in a year.
They do release like 3 a year. Like, for real. And it's bananas because it all sounds the same to me.
Like Blast.
Like I saw Blast? You tweet that. Bro, I saw you tweet that.
Like,
that's
joking. I listened to the album and I'm like, bro, this is just one big song. But like, it's fire. Like, I'm a fan. Even though everything sounds the same, I like it. Because he has the same cadence. He uses the same words, the same rhyme patterns and everything in all his songs.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they're just good L.A. songs. Like, like just cruising through L.A., turn on Blast. It's perfect.
True.
That's dope. I gotta check that.
Why'd you
that
say
out?
It like you wasn't listening to him?
No, I was.
Oh, yeah, like, what's up with you, dog? Like, yo.
Don't attack me.
That's tight.
Don't attack me. I'm stressed.
don't tell me what to do.
Harry Styles also announced an album.
Who cares?
Called Harry's House. Harry Styles is dope. Why does Kendrick Lamar's album have a 64 already?
What?
People already going crazy over it.
64? Wait, what are you talking about?
64 rating out of 100.
That shit gonna be a country album.
Oh, I can't.
The way
wait.
He was dressed.
Top of the morning.
Did you see him?
No.
But Baby Keem? Dude had cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. Silver.
I think he did that just for the meme, dude.
What?
Top of the morning.
I mean,
top
he performed. What?
I gotta look at it.
You guys been listening to anything new?
Actually... Me.
That's true.
True.
For real.
Let me see.
I've only been listening to like older stuff. Like, I was listening to No Ceilings today. I was listening to T-Pain. Mm-hmm. I think the only thing that I checked out that was new besides
Ceviche?
Yeah, besides the seventh song is Aaron Ray and D Smoke did a song together.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
It's called Was it good? Mood. I didn't listen to it, I just favorited it.
It's alright. I mean it sounds more like Aaron Ray. You know, like
Aaron Ray was on the Blast album.
Was he? And did you
know? I liked it. Oh. Just because like I don't know if they know. Like I don't know if Blast and Aaron Ray got together and be like, yo, this dude Seven likes us. But like I didn't know I needed that, bro. It was dope. I was like, yo, I didn't know I fucked with him.
And then I
bleeped that out.
I got you.
You sure?
Yeah, I promise.
Okay.
No more hiccups.
And then I've
also... You won't forget?
I won't forget.
Okay.
And then I've also been listening for some reason... Oh, well, I know the reason, but I've been listening to 502 Come Up by Bryson Tiller. Only because there is a guy named Alfred Vermeula who's a dancer, and I love his video for it. Like, I just like what he did with the video a lot. So I've been listening to 502 Come Up. And, you know, Earl Sweatshirt.
Yeah, Earl, we got to do a B-side on him.
No, we don't.
We should.
No.
But his favorite artist.
Okay.
You get to pick one, too.
I don't want to.
No money?
Huh?
You don't want to do a B-side on anybody?
What?
Yeah, he does. He probably wants to do a B-side on Childish Gambino.
Absolutely. B-side Childish Gambino Part 2?
Wait, let's do B-side for Taylor Swift. Let's do B-side for Taylor Swift.
I'm down.
And Selena Gomez. Oh, I got you. I got you. What do you mean?
What's that face?
I don't know. Selena Gomez is...
Hey, don't be rude over here, all right?
Her early album is great.
You're so disrespectful
today.
The new
stuff is a little weird.
Your disrespect level today
I love OD. Selena Gomez. No, Only Murders in the Building. Have you seen that show with her in it? Great. She's hilarious in that show.
I don't watch TV.
Oh, my gosh. You hear this
guy? I love Selena Gomez. You're talking about her acting. Do you really? If you really love her, you will listen to her trash music.
With his chest, bro.
I'm a fake fan.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a fake fan.
I know.
There's a Wizards of Waverly Place reunion happening, by the way.
Where?
Remember that show?
Where?
With Selena
Do
Gomez?
I remember that? Yo, listen. You're not about to keep disrespecting us today, okay?
I'm not meaning to disrespect anybody, sir.
Lewis is just hyped that I'm on his side today.
This is a rare occurrence. I've just been listening to a bunch of video game music again. I can't talk right now. I'm doing nerd boy shit. That's my playlist where I just listen
That's
to different
the name of
video
it.
Game soundtracks. Yeah. It's therapeutic to me, man. I've also been doing a cardinal sin, which Lewis doesn't like, which is listening to rappers who nerd rappers.
That's so disgusting.
You don't like it? Like, what's...
Well, they suck.
I've been trying to find...
But Denzel Curry.
A song...
I cannot.
No, like actual nerd rappers. Like,
no,
that's like dudes that just rap about Pokemon all the time.
It's always, like, Pokemon and always, always Dragon Ball Z. And a few Naruto sprinkled in there. Like, some...
There's a dude that I'm subscribed to on YouTube, and he does, like... whole songs of like specific characters from anime shows.
A word.
They're corny, but like he can rap.
Right. Who's it?
I don't know his name.
I like Megaran because he kind of goes around doing everything.
I can't stand his voice.
Can't?
No. Like he's like a nerd.
Yeah.
Like
you don't like
the
nerds?
Way he raps and stuff. I don't have a problem with nerds.
Yeah. Are you sure? Are you going on record?
Yeah. Lewis is a.
Lewis is looking at me like he's going to take my lunch money.
Lewis is a nerd, too. That's why.
You just calling me a bully? Yeah. I don't think I have anything else to say.
mute my mic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel it, though.
Like, wait, what? You call me a nerd?
Yes.
He okay. did, yes.
Respectfully.
Respectfully. No. But it's like, it's different. Like, I feel, okay, so... So nerds who like rap, I see it like, you know, like the, like a heat bar.
Yeah.
And like you can like, you can't do rapping if you're on the full nerdy side.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of dabble into, you have to be like on the rap side, and then you're like,
every
you're
like, line can't be
no
a reference to something.
No, it can't be. And the way they do it is a very basic like rhyme pattern most of the time, or it's like it's too try hardy, it's too sweaty.
I'm gonna play some,
you know what I mean? I feel like you know
what I mean. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But you really just had this.
I know.
I think the thing I respect most about nerd rap is the instrumentals always go hard.
Yeah, it's too sweaty. It's too try hard.
It's trash. This is terrible already.
I'm like, not starting I, with I a don't yeah, like yeah, this yeah. Dude. Like that.
First of all, turn it off.
Hold on. Let's get some verses in. We're analyzing this.
No, because you can't special beam cannon nobody.
And he's doing like that weird old school thing where you double up on the rhyme.
What does he look like? Like I have.
Does he look like he sits on his computer?
I have a clear visual of what this guy looks like in my
head.
Does
he look like Afro Senju? No offense to Afro Senju.
If he looks, he looks exactly what I thought he looked like.
Yeah.
I thought he had hair and wore glasses, but you know, if you just take off the wig and take the glasses off, he looks just like that.
That's exactly. Yeah, but you're a full nerd, Danko. You're like a full nerd.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah. You like enjoy that though.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Why do you say it like that?
Do you have any Spotify blends with anybody? Have you used that feature yet on Spotify?
No, I don't even.
You invite someone and they mix together your music tastes.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
So that shows like what they're listening to, what you both listen to. And I try so hard not to listen to nerd rap. So it shows up on the blend. And it showed up on the blend.
Oh, my.
But this is what it looks like. So it shows you everything that shows the logo of what you've been listening to, what you both listen to, and what they listen to.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's crazy.
So
what the heck?
That's what I'm saying. We should all three of us do a Spotify blend and see
somebody invite me to their plan. I just get mine for free. That's the only reason
I'm thinking about it, because I wanted to do a family plan, and you can get up to like four people, I think.
Yeah.
And so because I just wanted us to save money on Spotify.
What if us three instead, like, we just get a family plan and then we just all pay for it? Because I'm just not down to like pay for one if I have one for free, you know.
Spotify.
Like, it just don't make no sense.
I'm checking right now. $15.99.
That's too much. Well,
that's
actually,
a family
plan? I got paid a little today, so I think.
How many people? Let's see. We can add our kids. That's cool.
How much? Wait, what?
We'll add Rengar.
Do you guys have any kids?
Rengar.
Give Rengar his own spot. Six premium accounts.
Six.
So what's the way? So what are the regular plans like for
10,
one person?
It's $9.99 for one person. Education is $7.99, and I think the family plan is their newest plan,
Can I put
six
it
people.
Under like an education one if I'm a dance teacher?
No, you need to provide your tax documents for college.
I rolled my eyes so hard.
It's really ridiculous. Like, why are people giving their tax documents to Spotify? Doesn't make no sense to me.
So it's $10 for one person and then $15.99 for a family plan?
For six people.
So $4?
It's $4.
I'm down. Right? Wait, but why
Bro,
not?
Use up all the... use all the premium accounts. Six people? Dude, you're paying nothing. You're paying a... Oh, what?
$2?
$3?
Yeah,
$2.50?
Yeah.
What would the other two people be?
I don't know. You guys get... I already picked one, so... You guys can pick one too. Do you got anybody you want to hang out?
I don't like people like that.
I feel like I would add Caitlin. Caitlin has some, she'd be listening to some like, she listens to some old R&B, bro.
My girlfriend already like has a family plan with her. like brothers. Oh, shit. I'm her brother and sister.
Oh.
So, well, we just add Caitlin, though.
There you go.
Because Caitlin.
Five.
Because Caitlin would be down. But, like, because Caitlin's music taste is great. The only weird thing is I feel like I would still use Apple Music more.
Well, I think how it works I think it's separate accounts under one plan.
Yeah.
But
I would need to listen to Spotify. I would need to use Spotify.
Yeah.
Which I guess I would head over there. It's fine.
How many people can you have on a Spotify blend? Dude, I want to know. You know how chaotic it would be if you could have like six people on a Spotify blend?
Could you imagine?
It'd be the most disgusting thing. You'd stop?
Yep.
The worst part though is if we did start a blend, you gotta cut out all nerd rap.
I know, I would have to stop listening to it. Or you know what? Give me the other premium account.
Oh, actually. So that I can, you could.
I just switch to it whenever I want to listen to nerd rap.
Just go to YouTube, bro.
I will admit nerd rap is a little over the top and little whack.
It's too sweaty. It's too many references of the same reference.
It's an easy way to do the same thing and not be corny like that.
Yeah.
True.
Like, it's very easy. Like, they want to reference, it's like, they want to make every bar in reference to something. You don't have to do that. You can literally, like.
You can throw in a bar. You can throw in a bar here and there, but you can't, don't do a whole verse.
Or like the way that I did it, like with the Neji thing, like I just picked a character and I just used like what I know about him and like what I've seen him do in the show. And I just.
Oh, so just you.
What?
So just you?
Yeah.
That's disrespectful. I'm different. That's disrespectful.
I mean, I'm different.
I did a verse too. He did.
No, not that one.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're talking about. I forgot about the first one. Yeah, no. I was like, that's disrespectful.
I think they rap like they're hype men, like they're on the outside of the character.
No, it's just too sweaty.
No, they suck, dude. Like, I don't care. I don't listen. I don't care. I know. Oh, you're not supposed to. Oh, don't say something sucks. And don't do that.
No, I don't care. No. I don't care. Go ahead. Go off.
No, I don't care if you care or not because I did it already. King. I did it.
Huh. It's got 4,000 likes. So easily. 4,000 people like this.
4,000 people. You're one of them.
I didn't like it.
But you like it.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna hear a click. I thought you're gonna be like, but you didn't like it, and all you're.
So
I don't know, it's just not done properly, and I don't think it's easily done properly, like if you are a nerd, like it just sounds like, oh cool, we're referencing things that I like, but you gotta find, like if you're delving into rap with like all this culture and stuff, you gotta be clever.
Yeah, nerd rap is like,
it's too straightforward.
It's really just like nerds being like, hey, I want to rap today.
Yeah.
So let me incorporate my nerd knowledge into every bar.
Trust me, those ciphers are hard to listen to. They do ciphers? Those YouTube rappers, bro, you do ciphers together?
You
made me mad when
you sent it.
You were like, angry. I was,
bro.
You were disgusted.
It's so corny, though. Yeah. Like, they, like.
Let's do our own cipher.
You got to be better.
Let's do a cipher. Let's do a cipher.
I mean, I'm down. I can.
What are you talking about?
We're going to do a cipher.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Should we do like, we should do a nerd rap.
Just.
And make it good, right? That's what we want. Well, let's hit up Mugen.
Did you not hear me? It's hard to do.
Exactly. We're going to challenge ourselves.
Bro, listen.
It's going to be hard not to cringe.
Like, it's difficult to do if you're not like an actual rapper who just like raps on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even trying to make it seem like I'm just, like, super amazing or anything. But, like, I can do it. I think it's corny. That's why I don't do it. I love anime. I love video games.
Wait, was my...
No, yours
was
good.
Was my verse bad?
But, see, it was... Okay. I feel like if we did it now, it would be way better.
Oh, yeah. I think I was like,
but that was also like spoken word kind of thing.
Yeah, true. We didn't have
a... So like a poem.
Yeah, we
like,
didn't have
we didn't
a
rap
beat.
To a beat or anything. Yeah. But I mean, if you really want to, y'all really want to do that?
I'm down.
Like a nerd rap cipher?
Sure.
Like, do I have to write something?
No, I'm going to write it myself.
Yes, you do have to write something.
You're gonna write.
We should just ghostwrite for him.
Rap, tap.
Oh my god.
Lap.
How do you?
Dude, special beam cannon to the chest.
How do I put in my 2 weeks for this place? Special beam cannon. That's so annoying.
Bro, why do they?
I remember one time
it's like the most on the surface stuff too.
Yeah, I know. I think I heard somebody once said like I'm bald and killing it, and then they were like, oh, like destructo this, and I immediately was like, nope, no, I'm out.
What do you guys who are listening, have you ever been exposed to nerd rap, and do you like it, whether it be the anime nerd rap or the gaming nerd rap? Yeah. Which I only, okay, real talk, Mega Ran's Black Materia, the most iconic nerd rap you'll ever hear, amazing, and uses all the soundtrack. He had the rights to use the actual songs from Final Fantasy VII.
That's kind of cool though.
That's different.
And he raps with like as the character, like as them, like motivation and all that, and it's dope. I think it was really good. I have it on vinyl. It's fantastic.
I'm sure you
you're a nerd.
I do. I waited a year for that.
I don't know. Duh.
We're just on Dinko's head today, bro.
It's okay. I deserve it. I you're laughing, but I know deep down you're angry.
I'm good.
No, I'm not really that angry.
I just want my Dash Bros.
I just don't get like, I don't get super hyped or livid that often, so sometimes it's fun to do every now and then.
It's on site when we go upstairs. I already know I'm gonna get jumped.
What?
You guys are gonna beat me up.
What? Why?
Because you hate me.
Oh my god, I hate when you say that sentence. Make me so mad.
Hey, listen, that don't be working on me.
What?
Because you hate
guilty?
Me.
Guilty?
Yep. it's because you hate me.
Bro, when we were talking about nerd rap, I was like sitting here thinking, I was like, did he think my verse was bad? I was like super sad about it.
I thought mine was terrible, like listening to it. Or just like, because I still have it in a notebook, and I read it over, and I'm like, bro, I will punch this kid in
but it
his
was,
face.
That was, like, old.
It was terrible, though.
It was. We did it and filmed it, but it was, like, it was a long time ago. We're talking about, like, maybe 8 to, like, 7 years ago. So long. I would never, like, rhyme the way that I rhymed in there.
I don't think again. I have the voice for hip-hop or rap. I don't think I have it.
I mean, I'm monotone.
You do nerd rap. They don't either, but they doing it.
Yeah, but they sound weird.
Exactly.
They sound wrong.
They're nerds.
I don't know.
But they still have a platform. But, they still get mad plays.
Do you find it disrespectful?
Nah.
No disrespect?
Nah.
No, it's just
like
done.
That's
it's just not
that's
done
your
well.
Expression. Like that's like
that's how you feel. That's how you feel, bro.
I've got a like a high
pitched voice.
You
suck, but like
you know, you're still rapping from your truth. You know?
Yeah, that's making you feel better.
But yeah, just, like the hell my opinion matter. I mean, it's bad still.
Don't ever don't diss me though.
I just want to be the dude.
Boots. I will smoke your boots.
I like that you've
you
censored
know,
yourself.
You know how a lot of independent
yeah,
artists.
You're not gonna do it. I got myself.
You know how a lot of independent artists have like their manager in music videos.
Yeah,
like doing like
what the
like Pride, for example. He has his manager on the phone.
Yeah.
Like in every music video he's ever done. I want to be that guy in your music videos. I just want to be on the phone in the corner.
Do you still shoot videos?
I shoot videos for the clothing line, but I have not done anything else like for other people and stuff. I just started screen printing again for other people and I'm a little miserable.
You need help?
Bro, screen printing is so tiring, and then on top of that, it's not like I'm, I don't know, but it's hard in the environment that I'm in.
I got you.
In the living room is like trying to go home. That's what's still bothersome. Trying to go home and then like after teaching dance and being sweaty and tired to like look at the more work that you have to do is very bothersome. Like if I could have a space to screen print, it probably would take away so much stress. It just like I just lay in bed and be like, or I'm just at home like trying to relax or something, and I know like the screen printer's out there. I'm like, I have to do something. It's so stressful.
I wanted, never mind. I was going to ask to make some non-licensed shirts for just me, though.
That's fine.
But I would help.
Yeah.
And pay for it, of course. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah. But for those who need clothes, I've been getting a lot of compliments on my elementary clothing, especially the milk tees. People love those milk tees, especially at the school.
Oh, yeah.
They love them. And so, yeah, go to elementaryclothing.com and go get milk tees. They're still available, right?
Oh, yeah, still haven't given you yours. My bad, bro.
You haven't gotten you none?
No, I just, like, I forget all the time.
It's okay.
I need, like, constant text or, like, the text.
Bro,
the
I had to think about it. I was like, do I?
No, you don't. My bad.
Oh, my God.
I have them. I forgot, bro. I have them saved and set aside, too.
That's so crazy.
I just, like, when, oh, yeah, because when we did it, like, we didn't see each other. We weren't seeing each other, like, often.
Yeah.
That was also during the 5-year break of Untitled Mixtape.
And then when we went to, when we almost went and died.
Oh, yeah, when we.
I think I was supposed to get them.
And then we just never, we never talked about it. We were
so stressed out. I was just so happy that we made it.
I know, my gosh. I need to edit and print those stuff, too. I'm just like, screen printing's miserable right now, guys. It's very miserable. It's very tiresome. My forearms have started cramping lately from screen printing.
Off the record.
Are you getting buff?
Yeah, I'm getting swole, bro.
Off the record.
Like Popeye.
How would you think Alicia would feel if you moved that shit down here?
No, it's not. It's not.
No?
Like, I don't think you've ever seen it.
No. Yeah, it's not.
Have you?
It would fit. It would be a bitch to get down here.
I mean, it's, we just no, but we could take it. No, but we could take it apart.
It's still fitting through that door.
Oh crap! Maybe, yeah. Maybe not. Well, I kind of want to rebuild the one that I have. Like, I was gonna ask my stepdad to rebuild it, only because I don't like how tall it is. Like, I don't like. I also don't like storing the screens like that. Like, it'd be much better if they could just slide in like this.
Well, you just have them.
You know how they're like they're standing? Like, yeah. You know how they're standing? If I could have it sideways like a drawer, like it'd be so much better. And then I could store more screens also and have more space and not have it be so freaking tall. I mean, it's good for I guess it's kind of nice that it's tall because it's like the proper height for like where I need to print and stuff, but it just doesn't seem like it's just not doesn't seem right.
Bro, just get a content house, bro.
Yeah, content house.
Bro, I barely have enough to drive here and drive back. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, but it's. I don't know. Like, I would love to get a content house in reality, but I also still I also still wouldn't want the screen printer in my house. Like, that's like part of the struggle.
In the garage.
In a content house. What are you talking about?
With the content house. Oh yeah.
Do you know streamers? You just get all your streamer friends together and.
Bro, we all don't make enough. We're all not popular.
That's what we'll do. That's the next move for us. We're going to make a brand. We're going to make Untitled Mixtape a brand, and we're just going to get a bunch of people for it.
You know, I would be down if we, like, move those chairs, like, around and then have the screen printer there. Kind of would be nice.
Yeah.
I'm down. leave the dance or like the dance studio, be like, all right, I gotta go work and just go down to the base.
I think that's it. I think we got a good episode here.
Is that good enough for you, sir?
Would you like to do a little bit more? Talk about something else?
Nah.
No? Okay.
Did you get your money's worth?
You want more money? Do you need some money?
That's by the way, this part is me, my, well, I mean, whoever's listening, you can't see, but my little sister does this like sad crying face, and I was like, you look like Wally, and now she does like the little eyes, like the tilted, like, so I feel I've been doing it so much lately.
No, but I'm good.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. We will be back with a good schedule and a good hefty amount of different episodes. Anapina coming soon. I'm going to shoot for next week and see if we can do that. So do you guys have anything to say to the lovely people?
Stream my music. Ha ha.
Yes.
Period.
Morning.
SVNTH.
Factoids.
Period. True. SVNTH.
Or
LRN078 for dance content. I don't know. Whenever, I guess. I'm not good at posting. Elementary. All on Instagram. And then LRNZO.78keys. I know I've been telling you guys to follow, and nothing has happened yet, but me and my editor are trying to work something out. So it's
he doesn't follow back though. So
no, I follow keyboards.
Exactly. So why would you ask me? Oh, do you follow me? No, I don't, because you don't follow back.
Even if I followed you, you still wouldn't follow back.
That's not true.
you not smiled true, bro, already.
Listen. Yeah, I'm a snake. So what? I'm a snake. I did it. Yeah, I followed you. You didn't follow me back, so I unfollowed you because I got mad. I got mad because I was like, wow, he acting like he don't know me when he knows me personally. You went to his house.
You better be careful. He's going to write a diss track about you.
No.
That's okay.
No. So when we having this cipher, bro?
At the untitled mixtape on Instagram. Make sure to follow us. Posting a lot more. And no, I'm gonna answer in a second. I promise. And you can follow me at The Real Danko. I just post comics and books because I'm obsessed with it.
And weird memes.
And weird TikToks. Memes and TikToks. Yes, that is exactly what you're gonna get from me. So maybe not follow me. But other than that, yeah. Cipher. I don't know.
Man down, I hit my knee. Sorry, but Cypher, yeah. Wait, is that a Patreon thing?
It can be. I don't know if people would pay to hear me be whack, so.
I feel like people would want
to pay. People would pay way more.
They're like, yo, Danko's rapping? I kind of want to see
that. I mean, Seven's already like, be putting out music.
I'd rap different.
I ruined my reputation.
I tell people I listen to Earl and already turned off
my music. I would rap how I freestyle.
So you'd be six? Or what is it?
I'm talking about like like when I be talking about I punch. Like, bro, I'm
wild. How's that supposed to be a cypher nerd rap?
I've kind of come to the conclusion that I can no longer talk about hip hop at all.
What?
Facts.
Because I'm not qualified
facts
for it. So if I go on a cypher and botch it, which is probably like a 99.9% chance.
I don't know. Have you ever?
Then I would feel like, never talk about hip hop ever again.
I feel like you would rap the way you talk.
That's the problem.
Yes,
because I don't have a voice. I don't have
that. Okay, that doesn't. No, you can. You can fadangle that.
Yeah,
but I feel like
you mean fadanko that. It's okay. You can roll your eyes. That's fine.
But no, but like I just hearing you speak, like I feel like you would write the exact same way that you speak. Like you wouldn't like do anything like
you can say it.
What?
I'm trash.
The thing is you also like put good like diction in your voice.
And yeah. So
I think
can't get rid of it.
You'd be like super proper.
Yeah. It would yeah.
I could be a proper rapper.
Ooh, I mean you could be
the
like
the gentleman.
What's his name?
The gentleman.
Rimble.
Huh?
Rimble? You never heard of Rimble?
I think I have, but I don't know. It's escaping me.
If I play... Look,
what's his
name? I'm pretty sure... Rimble.
Rimble?
R-E-M-B-L-E. I'm pretty sure you know who that is. His song was, like, super popping on TikTok. Because his voice, he's, like, super proper.
Wait a minute.
He did a song with Yachty.
Oh, yeah.
This guy.
Oh, that guy?
Is me?
No, he's better than you. But
you,
he's right. Also way proper, way more proper than you.
Yeah. I'll take it.
But like, yeah, he raps in old English.
So,
I just got.
But sorry, like, I feel like you'd be like super proper. Like you would, because I don't rap how I talk. Like I sound different.
You do.
I feel like because you're not an actual rapper, you wouldn't know how to differentiate that yet.
Yo. Yeah.
See, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Danko.
But on a cool beat, it sounds fine.
put it in like Masenko. Ah, nerd rap. I'm a nerd rapper now. Pause. Going on YouTube.
That's your man.
Boom. Pause. I did it for myself. That's okay. Anyways.
Well, I did it already.
No, you right.
All
right,
wait. You got to.
Hollandaise.
Shout them out.
Shout out to Band from Chat with Brantley, Vaughn, and me. Yep. We just talked about nerd culture and had a similar episode to this one, actually. So, yeah, we just talked about video games mostly. Shout out to Chit Show Podcast with Leo. He talks pop culture and news every week. But he was at Coachella for the last 2 weeks, so there's no new episodes of that. And shout out to the Solarian Girls. They talk about their favorite book series, the Zodiac Academy, and et cetera. So make sure to check those podcasts out. You can find them wherever you found this. And shout out to us. Yeah. I hope everyone has a lovely Thursday, and we'll be back to regular episodes next week. So have a good day.
All the time.